I said,
"Hi, how you doing?"
"I'm fine. We're on our little break right now, and I'm at my sponsor's house."
"Okay. You miss Mom. She's not here, but I can talk to you."
"Are you home for lunch?"
"It's Sunday. I'm home all day."
"Oh, I forgot it was Sunday."
"Forgot it was Sunday? Golly, you must be all messed up."
"Well, it's hard to remember because, you know, I'm so used to back home. I still went to the service today. It just seemed like it was so long ago."
"Are there many kids there with you?"
There's two others. There's supposed to be another one, but he had a different sponsor."
"Okay, what you need to do, you need to get the name and address of your sponsor so you can give him a thank you card."
"I know. Our cadre already drilled that into us."
"Okay. Well, how's everything going?"
"Pretty good. I just finally got a big load off my shoulders today. I had a few more things to finish for a third week knowledge, and I passed them off this morning, so that's good. You know, before we got the new cadre in."
"You already got your new cadre?"
"Yeah, they did a change of command little ceremony thing at lunch formation."
"Yeah."
"And then we ate lunch with our new cadre."
"Oh, what are you thinking about the new guy?"
He seems like sort of a more quiet guy. He's not like one of the loud ones going to get up and yell at you a lot. He seems really similar to the last squad leader I had."
"Well, did you get your ACU name tags?"
"Yeah, I got them."
"Oh, good."
"Pretty good. It's just, it's almost like a different font."
"Oh."
"Because everyone else, their name tags seem thicker, the letters."
"Yeah."
"Mine are a little thinner, but they work just fine."
"Okay, I got you a couple U.S. Army and a flag, too, just in case."
"Yeah, I got those. I've got all your letters. Been getting them. We check mail every day, either after lunch or after dinner."
"Well, I didn't get many letters from you, so I didn't know how often you got to the post office."
"How many letters have you gotten from me?"
Three.
"Three? I just dropped another one off yesterday."
"Okay."
"I kept forgetting to send it off the last couple of days, and I finally did."
"Well, we had Methodist men this morning. Of course, we took Chris to Grandma's. He's at Grandma's, you know."
"Yeah."
"So, went to Methodist men this morning, and I mean, I think almost every guy there asked me how you were doing and everything. And Bob Lambert told me over and over and over again, said, 'Tell PJ I'm thinking about him, we'll write him a letter.'"
"Yeah, I got a letter from him."
"Oh, you did?"
"Yeah, he sent me a picture of him when he was in basic training."
"Really?"
"Yeah."
"Golly, he didn't tell me you did that."
"And I got a letter from the Smith, Eve Smith."
"Uh-huh."
"And got one from Annette, Miss Annette."
"Right. Well, gee, several people writing you. And Mary Rose, I mean, several people at church are so tickled they got a postcard from you, you know, you mailed the Sunday before our day."
"Yeah."
"People at church are so tickled about that."
"Well, I'm doing pretty good. As far as physically, I think it's a lot easier than what I thought it would be."
"Yeah."
"We did a 6-mile road march yesterday, and there was a ski slope, real steep ski slope that we went up."
"Yeah."
"And it wasn't too bad."
"How much weight you carrying?"
It was about 25 or 30 pounds."
"Okay, that's not too bad."
"No. And I put this in the last letter I just sent, but I'm now 166. So I lost 5 pounds since I've been here."
"Wow. I must be working hard there. Are you eating good?"
"Yeah, I'm eating good. It's just, I'm always sweating."
"Yeah.
I think
yeah.
That's what it is."
"Well, are your glasses getting any better? Fogging up on you?"
It's not as bad now. I think the first few days is just, you know, when you first get in there, you're just more stressed out.
Yeah.
And you're sweating a little bit more, and you're moving a little faster. I was sweating real bad, like, the first week, but now they don't fog up as bad, and I'm not sweating as much."
"Well, they say this coming week is going to be the hottest week in a long time."
"We're in New York?"
All over the United States."
"Huh."
"The whole United States got a heat wave."
"We started field training this week, too. We're supposed to go to the grenade throwing place tomorrow."
"Are you going to do live grenades?"
"I don't know if we do that tomorrow or if we practice first."
"Well, you probably practice first. I just wonder if you did live."
"We are going to do, I think it's just one live grenade."
"Okay. That's sort of scary." "Uh-huh." "Well,
Where's Mom at?
You know, her, she's gone. I mean, Got some money, she's got to go, you know. Yeah. It's just payday here the other day for her. So you doing okay on your study? Oh, well, Chinese, you said you're taking Chinese? Or yeah, you signed up for it?
That's the language I signed up for, and we could go to two briefings for languages just to see what they were like.
Yeah.
And the Chinese professors were saying, if you sign up for Chinese as your first language, then there's a 99% chance you'll get it because not many people sign up for Chinese.
I think that's a real good choice.
But the thing is, I probably won't be able to take it next year because I didn't validate any classes.
You didn't try to validate any?
I couldn't.
Oh.
Even, I could have, like for English, you need like a 700 SAT.
Uh-huh.
And you have to take the AP test.
Well, that's probably for the best anyway.
Yes. Only about half of the core even attempted to validate.
Uh-huh. Just, they didn't meet their requirements to validate? Or just didn't want to?
They didn't meet the prerequisites that you needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So far, we've lost 50 from our class.
Well, are they medical? Or are they physical?
The officer, who said that, he said about half a dozen were medical.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen several where people had torn ligaments and stuff like that from old football injuries and things, you know.
Just changing rooms right now.
Well, did you get your laundry back? You back in business?
Yeah, I got my laundry back, and then I just got my second bundle the other day. But it seems like they gave us a whole lot of PT shirts, like maybe 10.
Yeah.
But we only got like 4 pairs of PT shorts.
Yeah.
We got to wash them in the sink with our shampoo.
Life's rough, huh?
Yeah.
Well, overall, everything's going okay, sounds like, then, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to hang in there another 3 weeks, no problem, aren't you?
Nope, I won't have any problems.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Anything you need me to send you, like the name tags I did or anything?
I'd like to have PT shorts.
What do they look like? Are they gray ones?
They're just the Army issues, the black ones with the Silver Army on the left leg.
Okay, black with Silver Army on the left leg. Will they let you have those if I ship them to you?
Yeah, as long as it's not food or something like that, you can have people ship you stuff.
What size? Medium?
I'm wearing size large.
Large?
Yeah.
Okay. How many you want?
I guess 3.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. It's black with Army on the left leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have them at the C store, but I think they cost more. Like, everything in the C store costs a whole lot. That's why I try not to buy too much when I go there.
Uh-huh.
I already spent, like, $40 there.
Well, as soon as you told me about the name tags, as soon as I got off work that day, I went down and got them and mailed them at the post office, so.
Yeah, that's good because I kept having upperclassmen ask me why to have a name tag on the back of my hat.
Uh-huh.
Or people would call me by my roommate's name.
Yeah.
Had his on my shirt.
Oh, well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Getting kind of tired of one of my roommates. He just talks so much and he's, like, kind of arrogant.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have a shuffle of roommates when you have your reorgy day, right?
Yeah. And they won't give us the same roommate, so I won't end up with him again.
Well, that's good. But you could get somebody worse.
Yeah, hopefully I won't.
Oh.
The barracks that we're getting,
yeah.
We're going to be in Hotel Company 1st Regiment, the same as what we're in CBT now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we'll probably have the same classmates that we have now in our company. And the barracks that we're getting is Pershing Barracks. And our squad leader was telling us that he thinks that's the best barracks because they're a lot bigger.
Uh-huh.
So I won't be cramped into one of these small 2-man rooms with 3 cadets.
That's good.
He said the ceilings are higher and all that. I think they're supposed to be the oldest barracks.
Okay. Sounds like things might work out pretty good for you then, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to keep that company the whole time you're there, right?
You mean all 4 years?
Yeah.
business all 4 years.
I thought they kept the same company all 4 years, but just shuffled the roommates and stuff.
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. You know, I belong to PlebNet, so I've been reading stuff like that, you know, and that's what some people have been talking about. But they can change just any time, you know.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing okay and everything, PJ. Everybody at church is proud of you, asking questions about you. I just got to tell people the same thing over and over and over again, you know.
You
I'll just tell them about what's in your letter and how you're doing and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. I would write more, but a lot of times I try to use free time to try to study my knowledge, or I could have other stuff to do, shining shoes, shining grass.
That's no problem. I understand you're busy. Do what you got to do.
We had a Sammy. You know what that is?
A what?
A Sammy.
No.
It's a Saturday morning inspection.
Yeah.
We had that yesterday, and we failed. We never really passed it. We just kept getting inspected over and over and kept failing. But
that,
it was a
thing
for everyone.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they do things like that on purpose, fail you on purpose, just to see what'll happen, you know.
Yeah.
But you could have been messed up, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, how's your host family?
They're pretty nice. One of them, he's a doctor. Not a doctor, but that's his title.
Yeah.
He has a degree.
Uh-huh.
He's a professor for systems engineering at West Point.
Wow.
And he's here with his wife and his daughter.
Yeah. You ought to ask him about getting in the computer program then. That's computers and engineering stuff, isn't it?
I guess he just said systems.
Yeah. Well, I sent you an article out of the newspaper. It said the Army and Navy's gone begging for medical officers now. It'd be a good time to get in pre-med. Have you got that letter yet?
No, I haven't got it.
Okay.
I just got one the other day. I forgot what it said. It. I think it was dated, like, the 11th or 10th.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to keep you too long if other cadets are wanting to use the phone.
Well, they have 3 cell phones, and they told us we can talk as long as we want.
Oh, really? Good.
Real nice. We have computers here. They have a real nice, looks like a real nice house, and it's overlooking the Hudson River up on a mountain.
Is it on post or off post?
It's off post.
Uh-huh.
It's in, what's it called? Started with a C, some town.
Okay. I didn't know if they let you go off post to host families or not, but that's good then. You getting a break then, huh? Chris didn't really want to go to Grandma's, but I took him up there, and as soon as we dropped him off at Grandma's, she had just got a call from Janice, and Janice wanted to take Grandma and Eb to the mountains, so they took Chris to the mountains, too.
is he staying up there?
Well, he just went up for the weekend and back with Janice and Grandma.
Oh.
So, you know, he just got there right after they called, and they said, well, we'll take him, too, if you don't care. I said, go ahead and take him. And yesterday, as soon as we got back, found out a squirrel had fallen down this chimney again, so I had to put the ladder up there and throw a rope down so the squirrel could crawl up the rope, you know.
Yeah. You said you haven't driven my truck yet?
I hadn't even had a chance, PJ. I've been so busy with everything that's going on, and, you know, I just changed jobs, and I need to give you my new... Did I send you my new phone number?
Yeah, you sent it.
Okay, I couldn't remember. So I just changed jobs, and I'm just busy as I can be.
Yeah. You said it's the JFK War Center?
Yeah, I'm John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center in school.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where Mom used to work, except I'm in the, you know, computer shop.
Yeah.
Just wanted to change, so I changed. I don't know if I made a mistake or not. It looked like I might have made a mistake, because it looked like it's going to be more aggravating over there. I was trying to find a job that wasn't as aggravating, but I couldn't find I might have to give me another job before too long.
Well, the guy was telling us up here at West Point, it's one of the highest cost of living in the United States.
Well, I had, like I told you before, I had a job interview up there, and I started looking to housing and stuff like that, and the cheapest house I could find that was similar to ours here was going to cost $250,000, so I couldn't afford that, so I said no. Yeah, it sounds like it's real expensive living up there.
Had a little bit of a cold.
Well, I was wondering how you was doing without your fish oil. I figured you'd start having sinus problems.
I haven't really been doing that bad. It's just both of my roommates were sick.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of time until I caught something.
Well, if you're taking fish oil, it builds up your immune system, help you throw that kind of stuff off, too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Chris is getting a sore throat or sniffles about every other week, you know, and since he's been taking fish oil down, he's not got it at all.
Coming back from
Grandma? He's just going to stay up for a week, unless he really likes it. I told him I'd call him, he could stay another week if he wanted to. I don't think he wants to, though. Huh?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you'd hung up or something. I was listening. But yeah, I'm just working on the church stuff here. I was working on the sermon. Last Sunday I put my Sunday school class online. I was working on editing it. I was going to put this Sunday's online too. I'm putting it online, you know, just like the sermon.
You just recorded yourself when you're teaching?
Yeah, I got an MP3 recorder that I bought, and I'm recording the Sunday school class on it and then just putting it on the website. Yeah, Bob Lambert, he just over and over again talking about you, all through Methodist men after the worship service and everything, you know. And he come by my pew there, and he's going to shake Chris's hand. He said, "Where's Chris?" I said, "He's at his grandma's." And he said, "Well." And I had Jared Hazlett sitting next to me. It was a new couple going to church.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mom, his mother is Filipina too, you know.
Yeah.
And his father was singing in his choir, and his mother is sick, and I was walking down the hall, and I said, "Well, he can just sit with me." He said, "I need a little boy today. I ain't got one." So he sat on be with me, so Bob Lambert shook his hand. I didn't check a youth class today, but last couple of times I checked down there, he wasn't even a teacher. Last Sunday, Gene said that Lee hadn't showed up for about 4 weeks.
I got that in the letter you sent.
So, I don't know what's going on.
Did they have ushers today?
Yeah, the youth did the ushering today. I mean, Andrew showed up. First Sunday, he didn't even show up. Next Sunday, he showed up late. He was on, I guess you'd say, on time today. Anyway, he don't seem to be too dependable, you know. But the girls, Ashley and Heather, sung a song today. It's real nice. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, you know, going down by the river to pray and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Dawn, her mother, come to my Sunday school class today. That's the first time she'd come to my Sunday school class, so I don't know what's going on, but she was there today, and she said that Ashley is going to ECU on the 19th of August, and her classes start on the 23rd. Now, we're not going to be up there for your march back from Camp Buckner. Mom don't have leave time for that, but we're going to be up there for A-Day.
That's all right. You probably wouldn't be able to, like, see me or even talk to me on August 7th.
That's what they said, so Mom didn't think it'd be worth a waste of her leave time to go up there, you know, so she cut it back. We're only going to be up there just the weekend of A-Day. And we hadn't even done anything to your room. Hadn't cleaned nothing in there. You know, the stuff we brought back from our day, we laid on your bed, still laying there. Hadn't done anything.
Just the exact same way as when I left.
Exact same. Hadn't touched anything.
Were you planning on doing anything?
Well, I don't know. Maybe clean it up or something, but we hadn't even done that. Hadn't got a chance to drive your truck or nothing.
Yeah. I had a dream last night about I was back home and I was using a computer and just living a normal life.
Yeah.
Then when I was at West Point, I woke up and I felt like I was at home and I was about to go do something. Then I remembered I was at West Point. Just brought me back to reality.
It's going to take you a while to get over that, probably. It's a whole lot different having to do things by yourself instead of mom waiting on you, isn't it?
Yeah. We're waking up at 5 every morning and going to do PT.
Now you understand after me doing that for 20 years, how come I still get up at 5, don't you?
Yeah, I'm starting to get used to it, though. Like, I even woke up early this morning by about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
They let us sleep till 6:30. I woke up 40 minutes before then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do sometimes. I mean, even if I don't turn the alarm clock on at 5 o'clock on the weekend, my eyes will pop open sometimes even before 5. I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what your body gets conditioned to, I guess, and having to get up that early for so long in the Army, it just seems natural to me.
I'm learning to take quick showers, too. after PT, especially if we're running late, and the cardio will tell us we have 5 minutes to take a shower, get dressed, and be on the wall.
You probably take a 2-minute shower, can't you?
Yeah, but of course, no one really does it in 5 minutes. It just gets stretched out to like 10 or 15. But still, if you want to get in the shower like before it's just jam-packed, you just have to go straight to your room, throw your clothes off, throw on a robe, and go straight to the bathroom. That's what I try to do sometimes, but it's still a little crowded when I get in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a culture adjustment, being in the Army. You think you made the right decision?
Yeah, I think I did.
Good, good. Well, I think you did, too. I think you're doing great, PJ. I know everybody down here, your family and your church, are just so proud of you. Do you go to chaplain's time?
Yeah, that's Wednesday night. It's just like a mini worship service. We sing praise songs, and then one of the chaplains gives a message, and then we just go have cookies and sit around and talk.
Yeah. Have you seen Cynthia Lindenmeyer yet?
I've seen her, but I haven't gone up and talked to her yet.
Yeah. I just wondered.
I signed up for a plebe retreat. I think it's around August 18th or something.
Uh-huh.
August 18th to the 20th, I believe, and all the plebes just go on a retreat and leave West Point.
Well, that's good.
It costs $10, I think.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Yeah, do all that kind of stuff that you can afford to do, I mean, time-wise and money-wise, you know.
Yeah.
Because you need to break up your stay up there, otherwise you'll get burnt out.
Yeah.
Where's the retreat supposed to go to?
I didn't really see any details. They didn't give us a whole lot.
Okay.
They said usually around 400 please go.
Uh-huh. Well, they say your march back this time is going to be a lot shorter. So usually it was 15 miles, but this year, since they put you at Camp Buckner, it's only going to be about 10.
That's good.
But it's going to be up and down and round hills, so it's still going to be rough.
Yeah. My feet have been doing pretty good. Both of my roommates, their feet have had, like, some pretty bad blisters.
Uh-huh.
Like, they've been taking a knife and a lighter and eating up the knife and popping their blisters and everything. My feet are doing pretty good.
Haven't got any blisters yet?
No.
Your boots must be fitting pretty good then, huh?
Yeah. I've only been wearing one pair of boots. And I got another one issued to me at the issue point.
Yeah.
Because I told them the pair that I bought was slipping on the heel.
Yeah.
So they really pushed that if your boots weren't feeling good, then you get another pair.
You don't get in trouble for having three pairs?
No.
Okay, it's good.
It might come in handy sometime. Like,
oh, yeah.
Both get dirty or something.
Yeah. You can keep one pair in your locker where nobody sees them and keep the rest others out for inspection or something.
Yeah, I got one in the overhead above my closet.
Yeah.
And I'm getting pretty good at shining shoes.
You probably should have got two pair of low quarters.
Yeah, they issued me another pair of low quarters.
Oh, good. So you can...
I'm just wearing the ones that I bought before I came up because they're already broken in.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably need two pair. That's good. Well, is anything you want me to tell Mom?
I don't know.
Anything special?
Not really.
Okay. I'll fill her in on what we talked about and stuff like that, you know.
You know what time she gets home?
I don't know, PJ.
I think we're supposed to be back at West Point by 5, so she might leave here about 4 or 4:30, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, enjoy yourself. Don't worry about calling again. I mean, just relax there and take a nap or whatever. I know you need some break time, so take advantage of it, okay?
Okay.
Look after yourself. You know, I'm supposed to have ice cream there. Are you serving you ice cream?
Yeah, I hear people eating it right now in the other room. I just had a couple brownies and then made the phone call.
They call this Ice Cream Social Sunday.
Yeah.
So I figured they'd be serving ice cream. But yeah, just enjoy yourself. Don't worry about calling us, PJ. Just relax and take it easy and, you know, just talk to your host and try to milk them for any information about advice or counseling or whatever about what you should be doing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to ask also about my email. I can check it online at earthlink.com, right?
Webmail.earthlink.com.
Okay, and...
And your, of course, your email address and the password should be still PJ88, all over lowercase.
PJAY88?
Yeah.
Okay, so webmail.earthlink.net.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, do all that kind of stuff, because you're not going to get another chance to do this kind of stuff. Don't worry about calling back, but just take it easy and make an efficient use of your time while you're there.
Okay.
And I'll fill Mom in on everything that's going on, what we talked about and stuff. Don't worry about that.
All right. I'll keep trying to write letters whenever I get a chance.
Okay, the last letter that Mom got, you wrote it on the 7th of July, we got it on the 11th or 12th. She said that was really uplifting to her, the one where you said you had your likes and dislikes,
yeah.
And you put down the food as the number one like, you know, that made her feel real good that you're getting enough to eat because you like
yeah.
The food.
That's my favorite part of the day is the meals.
I told the Methodist men about that. Yeah, so your first like, everybody just chuckled, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you go and get you some ice cream, okay?
Okay.
And you take care of yourself. We love you, PJ, and we're praying for you and thinking about you and just hang in there.
Okay. Well, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.